I got my notebook and my gay little notes. There you go.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, I think this is where we last. Yes, this is where we left off. Nice. Beautiful.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. It's Halloween.
We dressed up. And what Dragon Age character are you?
Parappa the Rapper.
Yes. Very good.
Yep.
I did my little freestyle Inquisitor Llewellyn.
It's very good.
Which I'm feeling pretty proud of, actually. And you can't tell, but this shawl does have the Inquisition logo.
You can kind of tell. You can tell because the light's on.
I need you to let go of the light thing.
So people wouldn't know this. Dylan lives, like we said seconds before recording, like a cave dweller. Refuses to have any lights on at all.
I don't need lights. It's perfect.
I turned on this ring light for us to record. They got mad about it.
I just don't understand why we need so much light. Why can't it just
What do you mean so much light? I just turn on just general lights when it gets dark. I also open the window.
That's unforgivable. The light thing I can kind of understand, but opening the window.
I know that your perfect like living situation is stale air and dark, but unfortunately, I like a bit more like kind of like basic human rights. So it's like fresh air, fresh circulated air, and
have air on, and that
air on.
Yeah, there's like air.
Oh, that doesn't count.
It does.
Crazy doesn't. You need air from the windows. You need fresh. You need to be able to breathe.
You live in. You're from the UK where they don't have accommodations.
All right. If you're gonna come at me, at least come prepared.
You don't have air conditioner there.
Also, no, we don't. That's true. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know. I just assume that means that you.
No, but when our people get sick, we just put them into free healthcare and then that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Also, Dylan's got ears.
I got a little ear.
Little cool little ears. They didn't specify that. It's really neat.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm done with us bickering. I'd like us to talk lovingly about a franchise.
Easy peasy.
Easy. Hello there. My name is Robin. I've completed 2 Dragon Age games.
Hi, and I'm Dylan. I've played every Dragon Age game a million times.
This is Dorkspawn. Talk about Dragon Age. We play like a book club. We are on Dragon Age Inquisition. We have just done Wicked Eyes, Wicked Hearts.
Yes, we did.
I have, so again, similar to last week, I've done so much shit. I have played like 15 hours and then I did the quest.
I didn't do enough this week. I did, however, do Dorian's quest, which I know you did already the
last
time.
I also did. Yeah, I did do that. Okay, let's talk about that then.
Yeah.
I messed up. I was told, Mother Giselle was like, hey, Nico, I got a letter from Dorian's family. Go meet them. Blah, blah.
That's what she sounds
and
like,
And I was
yes.
like, cool, okay. Sure, yeah, I'll tell him. Or rather, I was like, oh, fuck you, I'm going to tell him.
Yes.
Because I know you don't want me to tell him, but I'm going to. And then I played for a few hours just with Dorian just hanging out. And I was like, what's this big marker on my map? And then I walked and then I walked in.
Because you didn't tell him. You ambushed him with it.
Oh, my God.
Monster.
I know. It's truly unforgivable. I completely forgot. It's not that I forgot. It's that I didn't know that's what that quest marker was. I thought it was something to do with the mages because it was in the pub. So I was like, I'm just in Redcliffe. I'll go fucking hang out and see what this is.
Yep.
Yeah. So I did ambush him. And then he... okay. So Dorian's family asks him to meet, for people who don't know. And... The reason is that Dorian ran away from Deventer, right?
He
bounced. He doesn't tell you why. But then his family are like, oh, yeah, we need to meet because we need to speak. Please bring Dorian to this point.
And they're like, don't tell him.
Yeah.
We're sending a retainer. Don't tell him.
Yeah. And you can tell him or can't. I obviously didn't because I forgot. You told him, I imagine.
Yeah, I told him.
Yeah.
I'm a good person. Yeah.
And then when you go into the pub... You see,
Halward Povis, the main villain of Dragon Age Inquisition. the singular antagonist of the film. Halward Povis, Dorian's dad, shows up. And in this fight that they have, now I've never ambushed him with it. I know that that's an option, but I've never taken that route before. In mine, Dorian and I have a chat before we leave where he tells me, you know, they didn't approve of his choices. And that's part of the reason that he's not in good standing with his family anymore. And they really don't like that he's joined this Inquisition and that now Tevinter's name is sort of by proxy because Dorian's family is not just like anybody. They're involved in politics. And so it's drawing this link between the Inquisition and the Imperium.
Mm-hmm.
So Dorian's family doesn't like that. But he doesn't tell you before you leave exactly what happened between them, just that they didn't approve of him. You get there and Halward Povis comes out and he's like, oh, I didn't mean to bother you, Inquisitor. And Dorian's like, oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to be seen with him. That's unsightly. Yeah. And Dorian's being real snarky and real snippy at this guy. And you have a chance to talk to him about it. Now, you're playing a female Inquisitor. Have mm-hmm. you been flirting with Dorian?
Nope.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I think I did once, and then he kind of laughs it off. And I did once, because I've kind of accidentally flirted with everyone once. And then he kind of laughs it off. And then I was like, Helen wouldn't just go around flirting with people. She's very, she's very, like, in and small.
Yeah.
So, no, I haven't been.
I ask because it comes out during this fight that the big thing between them is that Dorian is gay. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, that Dorian won't enter a marriage for appearances with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not that you can't be gay in Tevinter. You just have to keep it.
You just shouldn't be gay.
You just shouldn't be gay in Tevinter. And it comes out that his family, because he wouldn't engage in the show of it all, tried to use a magic ritual to basically change him into being heterosexual.
Yep. They blood magic.
Blood magic.
Yeah.
In that conversation, the reason I ask is that if you are a female Inquisitor who has hit on him before, you can be like, oh, I thought we had a thing happening, and he can be like, no, I just think you're great and I like to flirt with you and it's awesome, and you have the choice to be like, oh, well then let's keep doing that. Or you can be like, oh, well, never mind then. But for me, I did get the option at this point to be like, is this really a big deal in Tevinter? Because I am too. You have that kind of opportunity to be like, to come out alongside him in that conversation, which I did.
Love that.
And then he's like, oh, you? Yeah, obviously. Which I think is really funny.
I've seen the way you've held yourself.
Yeah, I see the way you walk around.
No one could be more gay.
It's truly awesome. And so then you have an option to encourage Dorian to talk to his father or to be like, let's get you the fuck out of here.
I was like, I felt really bad. So I was like, yeah, let's get you the fuck out of here. Yeah. Let's actually bounce. Which is, you know, is upsetting because now I don't kind of get more of the picture. But Dorian was already pissed with me. And I was like, let's go.
Yeah. There's a weird, like, I've encountered a lot of fans who think that encouraging him to talk to his father is like the objectively right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with that.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think he owes him the time of day whatsoever. So I didn't either.
Of course.
Encourage him to talk to him. We got him out of there and I talked to him back at Skyhold. He told me the rest of the story. Blood magic, etc. And then we witness him having a fight with Mother Giselle. Did you get this part?
Yeah.
Where Mother Giselle is like, your undue influence on the Inquisitor is posing a risk to this whole operation.
Oh, I didn't get et cetera. Words. But yeah.
Well, that's the summary of
it. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Where she's like, the rumors about you two are calling the Inquisition like into question because people are thinking, oh, if the Inquisitor is sleeping with this guy from Tevinter, the Inquisitor is compromised and maybe is like doing things that this guy wants you to do. And you get to tell her off together and then you get to kiss each other on the lips.
Is this exclusively a male Inquisitor thing?
Yeah.
Not the kissing, but the rest
of it. Oh, no. The rest of it is anytime you get close to Dorian.
Right. Because I didn't
you have this
that.
Argument.
I think I
you may
I,
not be
I wrote
high
down
enough
Mother
approval.
Giselle homophobic because it definitely...
She is for sure homophobic.
Yeah, for sure. Because she does... I wrote it down and then she was like, I do not care who you... You know, are with blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, buddy.
It triggers at a certain approval rating. So you just might not have enough approval because you did just ambush him with his estranged family.
Yeah, a little bit.
So there's a chance that he's not a fan of you at the moment.
Damn.
But that will happen. So that's what I did, basically. That's pretty much it. I did that, a couple of little things. And then I did Wicked Eyes, Wicked Hearts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have
you done anybody else's quests?
Yes, I did Solus's.
With his friend, the demon?
Because his friend, is a spirit and has been brought over here. You go over and his friend is now a demon.
Well, his friend is a demon that's being held like magically by magical force by these couple of wizards who have summoned it to protect them from demons.
Yeah.
So they've made like a demon trap or whatever. But then obviously they've lost control of it. And just like Solus has told us, the demons are just like spirits that have been twisted away from their...
Yeah.
Their purpose, their intended purpose.
So what we need to do is we had the choice to... Because the mages, they brought it over because they were like, yeah, there's bandits and everything is really dangerous. So we did it here. And you had a choice to either kill the demon and free it from this plane or destroy all the pillars. And I destroyed all the pillars.
Yeah. Which is kind of tricky, to be honest.
But I'm super beefed up right now.
You're really
so
beefed up.
I was a little,
it's tricky in that you have to actually use the game mechanics to control your party. Cause if your party automatically attacks the demon, even once, the demon will start targeting them and then they will kill the demon before you're able to kill the...
Oh, no. Blackwall was fully fighting the demon, but I was just faster.
Okay.
And I was able to do it because it was me, Solus, Blackwall, and someone else. My third is always on rotation. But we were targeting all the towers because I hit the tower first, so they targeted the towers. And then Blackwall went for the highest target.
Okay. You can use, because there's a couple more things like this, you can use attack my target as the director.
Sure,
And then like just have everybody do that so that they don't accidentally attack the demon.
But no, we broke it. And then Solus was like, I need to fucking cool down.
Yeah, and he leaves.
And he leaves the party.
So pissed.
Yeah, super, super angry about it. So then I met back up with him and he was like, thank you for doing that. He specifically has words about it.
Well, he says something to the spirit before she dies and disappears forever into the fade. He says something in Elven.
Yeah, it does. I don't know what that was, though.
I think he says Masulaven something.
Sure.
I want to know. I want to know
you
what
wanna
he
know?
Says. Yeah.
But yes, he does do that. I don't know what specifically he says, of course. But he says something, and then he's like, I actually have to go cool off. And then he bounces out of here. I also did Sarah's, a bit of Sarah's I did anyway, because I heard...
Which one?
She asked me to go and do something on the war table. So I did something on the war table, and she was like, hell yeah. And then asked me, gosh, I actually didn't write it down. She asked me to go do something with her in person. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, yeah, let's go do it. And then we did that. Oh, there was a guy who was fucking with Red Jenny, and then he was like, oh, you can team up with me or with them. And I was like, are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Then I killed him.
And Sarah punches his face in.
Yeah.
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 It's great.
And she's grand. We have a fun relationship now because we are not friends, but we are like hard allies, where it's like we are both always very contentious to one another, but then also it's like, hey, can you help me out? And both of us are like, yep. What do you want? What do you need? Mm-hmm. Which I like. I spoke to Varric. He officially joins the Inquisition. He wasn't before part of the Inquisition. I had that scene with him and Cassandra running around.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
So funny.
I love him so much. I spoke to Fiona. It turns out Fiona used to be a Grey Warden, which is really cool. She got hit with she got cursed with the Blight, and then somehow stopped having the Blight. She doesn't really go into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool. Go on, what are you saying?
It is rumored that she is Alistair's mom.
Holy shit. She is.
And that Alistair is part elf, and that is why he was denied his birthright to the crown.
How is that rumored?
It's pieced together mostly from like a few things she says to you in the library, but mostly from one of the books.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's it's fun. Cool. Wow.
She will mention him eventually.
Oh, exciting. Okay, sure.
I think she should mention him to you.
Fascinating. It's also crazy how she just randomly stopped having the Blight one day.
Uh-huh. Well, we've now met her, who has been cured of the Blight.
Yep.
We've also encountered Felix, who died from the Blight, but lived with it for like 2 or 3 years.
His dad
or
like
something.
Time locked it or whatever.
Yeah. Like the Blight is more interesting than we thought.
I know. Yeah. I really need these games to really delve into it. Speaking of, I just saw one of our mutual friends hop it. You got the Steam notification. It was like, this person's playing the Veil Guard.
It's Drac.
Yeah. I hate it. Disgusting.
I saw that earlier too.
Cole tried to wipe someone's mind because he was trying to make them feel better, and he failed. And then he was like, okay, I'm going to wipe their mind. I'm going to try this whole conversation again. And I was like, no, don't do that. Please just like figure it out. Just figure out how to talk to people a little better.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, okay.
Oh, interesting. I have him go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because... you know, if he wants to be here on this world, I think Helwyn was like, but if you want to be here, then you got to, like, even...
commit to it?
Even if he doesn't want to, it's good practice to not do that.
Sure.
And just figure out how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, and that sucks, but I'm doing the exact same thing because I'm leading an Inquisition and I just want to hunt deer. Dagna's back.
Yeah.
Love her.
Love
so
her,
exciting.
Dagna.
She mentioned Quinton and saying, oh, the hero of Ferelden helped me. And that was the most exciting thing in the fucking world.
Yeah.
God, it was just the best.
The Grey Warden helped me
get
into the...
Oh, not just any Grey Warden.
The Grey Warden. That's us, baby.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking sick. I was screaming. And then I did Wicked Eyes, Wicked Hearts.
Okay. So, yeah, that's pretty much, I met Dagna, I did all that too.
Yeah.
Wicked Eyes, Wicked Hearts is, we have both heard in our various paths, rumors about Empress Selene in Orlais being at risk.
Mm.
Corypheus, for whatever reason, wants to take her out of power. All your advisors think that the play is that you take the leader of Orlais out of power, the cities all fall to disarray, and it just leaves chaos enough for him to really
to
move
in
and take
yeah.
over. So we get an invite because we've now made enough waves to go to Halam Sheral. And Halam Sheral is a historically a site where a great like genocide of the elves happened like ages ago. And now is taken over by the Orlesian Empire.
Yeah.
That background is important because elves will be abundant here, but purely in servant roles.
Yeah.
With the exception, we hear beforehand, of the Empress's illicit ex-girlfriend.
Yes, rumored consort.
Yeah, Briala, who now lives there at court and has like a position in the court, the only elf to do so. And it is because that she has this romantic history with Empress Selene. We also know that Duke Gaspard, who is going to be there. He's the one that has invited you, the Inquisitor, to come. And he is pretty cocksure that you're going to ally with him in this and help him unseat Selene.
Yeah.
For the throne.
So you're trying to figure out who is going to try and assassinate her, and he is on the list. There's like two major groups, I think, that are going to try and assassinate.
We think it's either Briala, because she's got Scorn. Yeah. She's a scorned ex-girlfriend. She's also an elf in a city where elves are oppressed.
Yep.
She's got plenty of cause. Duke Gaspard, Empress Selene took his spot in line for the throne.
Yep.
Also plenty of cause.
He's a great general who's loved by his people. They like follow him regardless. And the reason why he's so military strong is because Empress Selene is super anti-military.
Yeah. Apparently.
So, there's no elves in this party. However, there is now an elf in this party.
Yeah. Interesting. So we both bring non-human inquisitors. So we both show up. You tell me about your arrival at court.
So they're like, who's going to be your party?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Well, Vivienne, it's gotta bring her with us. Dorian is also kind of into this stuff. And then I couldn't think of the last because I don't want to bring Solas. Elf, mage, is a lot going on there. Yes, we are seeing each other and kissing on the reg, but we can't have that. Which is a shame because I know that I miss a cutscene, because if you romance someone, you miss a cutscene. Sarah would suck at it. Iron Balls would suck at it. So I'm not bringing either of them. I love Varric, but I just don't think he'd do well in a big fancy party. Blackwall, no, he's too scruffy. So I end up bringing Cassandra, because she has a very big title as well as when
longest title in the party.
Yeah. When Incredible. You're getting introduced, it's
amazing.
Off. So I brought Cassandra, I brought Vivienne, I brought Dorian. When you're all being introduced at the big fancy ball, when the person is reading Cassandra's name, he does like five different titles, and then Cassandra's like, stop, hurry it up. And he's like Cassandra
is a big deal.
Big deal. But she fucking hates it.
Yeah.
Having the worst time ever. Who did you bring?
So I brought, remind me. Oh no, your warden was Quentin. Never mind. I brought Solas, Dorian, and Iron Bull.
Wow.
Now, I love this crew. Obviously, I brought Dorian because I'm romancing him. But also because he is from Devinter High Society, he gets this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Iron Bull, because he is a Ben Hasrath. He is a spy. And
that's pretty smart.
I need people who are good at that kind of social subterfuge, because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I kill things. And I brought Solas because he also strike me as an old soul, and I was correct. He loves it here.
Yeah.
He loves it at court. He comments that because he looks set apart from the other elves, people don't know what to make of him. And he's reveling in that, and that But he loves the game and he loves to watch it happen.
Damn, of course he did.
Very cool.
Shit.
Very cool shit. But right when you walk in, Gaspard is the first person to meet you. He gives you like the lowdown. He's like, we're going to be allies, right? And you can be like, all right, cool it.
Calm yourself.
And then you start out with a starting approval rating from the court. A human starts with 45 approval. Mm. We are not that. I started at 25 for being what the people at court called an ox.
Oof. Racism. I think I'm at 30, right? I'm
yep,
five 30. Above you.
Yep. Yeah. And you are did you find the lady right outside?
With the locket?
The missing ring.
Yeah. Yes, I did, yes.
Yeah. She is like, you can't be the Inquisitor. You must be someone's pet. Could you find my ring for me?
Which is this whole party.
And I'm like, sure.
No one takes you seriously at this party for fucking ages.
No.
Yeah, you... So kind of the main goal is you're trying to figure out what's happening, who is trying to assassinate the Empress, and make good with the people here.
You want to end this on a high approval rating.
Yeah.
And all of this... Like the information you find or miss and your court approval both determine what you're able to do in the end of this. Mm. So if you don't reach certain accomplishments, you won't be able to access certain endings to this.
Love that.
Yeah.
Huge.
So
approval goes up and down based on
a lot.
You completing tasks. You talking to people, how you speak to people, you in cutscenes, if you, the mission gets into like you having to leave the ballroom, and then the longer you're gone from the party,
your approval goes down, it ticks down on a timer.
Yeah.
Super stressful.
It is a little bit.
And then there are all of these little side quests too. And there are different side quests based on who you bring with you. So if you bring Sarah, which neither of us did, you get an additional side quest called Red Jenny Caches, where this is a party where there are servants. That's Sarah's whole cup of tea. She gets servants to leave caches of goods like all around the palace for you. And you get to unlock all those. But I didn't do that because I didn't have Sarah. Liliana asks you to pick up secrets. Yes. So there is this, there are a couple ways you could get secrets. One, you can find like notes and documents and stuff, but also you find these little areas where you can eavesdrop on conversations, and try to pick up rumors and secrets that way. And then you tell Liliana everything you found. There are Caprice coins that you can find around that you can throw into a pond and get extra approval. It's like little wishing well coins. And then there are Hala statues that unlock these specially locked doors. The Hala statues make me enraged because there are some of those doors are mandatory to finish the quest. And some of them aren't, and there aren't enough Hala statues to do them all in the area. So whatever. So I never do all of the stuff.
Well, the most frustrating is that one of the statue locked doors is in the opening area, and I truly had no idea how to get through it. Because I couldn't find any of the statues, and I was like, okay, so the statues, I'm gonna find them later, and I'm gonna come
it's
back
upstairs.
To here.
Upstairs, like, so if you go up the up the little staircase all the way to the right, you'll find the first Hala statue. But if you're playing this game for the first time, you don't want to unlock that door on the outside. It only has like some schematics and some other little trinkets and stuff, and you want to save it so that you could do the other ones inside. This is like a tutorial Hala.
Okay, sure. I truly, throughout this entire mission, it's just a series of how lucky can Robin be 100% of the time? And yeah. It's I lucked out like fucking crazy yeah. the whole time. I yeah. was, yeah, every, so, I just so happened to speak to all the people that I needed to. I found, I think the lowest my approval got was 30. Like, I, like, dipped back down to 30. Oh, no, no, no. I would have dipped to, like, mid-20s. And then
yeah, that sounds right.
Got back up. It's a really exceedingly good quest.
It's really good.
Very, very good origin style.
Yes.
Completely, like separate. In like, you know, how the game works, quest, it fucking rules.
Because so you get there, you get inside, you meet all these people, you feel out the game and what people are like, everybody's pitted against each other. We also meet a Florian, who is a third player that we didn't really know about, who is Gaspard's cousin. And she's here at court. She offers to dance with you right away and welcomes you in. So now we have these three big players. We know we need to find all this information. We go around court. We collect secrets. We start to hear rumors. We start to pick up things. We start to see who's here. We meet Josephine's sister.
Oh, it's very cute.
So cute. Josephine's sister gossiping about Josephine. Josephine cringing. Super, super cute. Adorable. We meet the Dowager, Empress Celine's mother. She asks you to potentially save her a dance later, which you can do if you do everything right. We meet the Empress's ladies-in-waiting who speak for the Empress and deliver news to you. And then we start to meet these elven servants who are, they are talking about pickups and deliveries and packages and people going missing and stuff like that. And so we start to
there's a whole room that has blood trailing through it and there's no way to interact with it. You just got to kind of follow it. It's crazy.
You kind of explore this area. You pick up codex entries. You find people. You talk to people. You gossip. And then you go and find your colleagues, your teammates. Dorian is out in the trellis area. Mm-hmm. He hits on me in the hottest way possible because I tell him I would like him to save me a dance. And he's like, oh, you would like to be seen at this kind of party with me? What a scandal. And then I'm like, yeah, obviously. And he says, well, if you find me 10 silk scarves, I'll show them a dance that'll really get them talking. Best fucking guy ever. Love him so much. So you do all that and we start to find these secrets. Once we start to piece things together, we have to start gathering evidence against either Gaspard or Briala. And the evidence is kind of hidden in these areas outside the actual sanctioned areas of the party. So this is what Robin was talking about, where as soon as you leave the sanctioned areas of the party, a timer starts clicking down.
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
The first time I found it, because it took me ages to really start like moving in these secret areas, because the way I found it is in the gardens where Dorian is,
yes.
I went behind everyone and just climbed
the
trellis.
That's the only way.
Which is crazy because I saw it and I was like, well, that's going to lower my approval like crazy because people are going to be like, what the fuck are you doing climbing the trellis in this fancy party? But eventually I couldn't find any other way to get in. So I was like, oh, fuck it. So I climbed up. I unlocked a door that is like directly to the left because there was a bunch of blood patterns like leading to it. And there was like 5 dead bodies in this one room, which had me freak out. And it's weird because you don't really reference it at the time when you see it. You kind of say like a, oh shit, but that's like it. I went around, I did that fun little puzzle where you have to light all the statues in the right way.
And open the door to the floor.
Yeah. Unlocked the thing in the back.
There's a secret book on the shelf that you pull out and then it opens this back door, which has
I then went to the library. I found as many scandalous secrets as I could. This is where my rating got as low as it possibly could. And I was a little worried about it. But then it went well. I got as much as I could, I'm pretty sure. And then I sauntered out of the door and there was a noble that was looking at me exiting the forbidden section. And so I was like, hello.
Hi, how are you?
And then when you get out of there, I believe this is the point, because then you need to get to like the royal wing and the royal section.
Yes.
Right?
And the bell goes off. So as soon as you get all three pieces of evidence that you need to find, there's one on the balcony in a flower pot. There's one somewhere else. And then the last one is in that library up on the trellis after you climb in the trellis and go in that secret door with the bookshelf.
Yeah.
After you get the third one, the bell starts ringing, calling people back to the grand ballroom. If you return to the ballroom after one ring, nothing happens. If you return after the second ring, you are considered fashionably late and you get plus 10 approval.
Oh, fuck.
if you return after three, you are way too late and you lose approval by like 15
oh my God.
Points.
No, I heard the bell ring and I got really anxious. So I sprinted back. Yeah.
I waited for that bell and the Inquisitor is like, oh, I'm fashionably late. And then I went inside. But then before you go inside, you click the door and then you are approached. Because right when you start the party, Liliana actually pulls you aside and is like, there is a apostate who is advisor to the court here, and I know her and she's ruthless. So maybe we consider her a threat too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so she, the apostate, stops you, and it is
It's fucking Morrigan. She's my wife looks as beautiful as the day I left her. She doesn't look as beautiful as the day I left her. She looks 20 times more beautiful. She's the most beautiful woman that ever exists. It had me watching her with the graphical fidelity in this fucking like crazy Orlesian like rococo gown.
Yeah. It still has a little bit of her like flair to it. Yeah. It's got her color scheme, but it's just like a beautiful ornate gown. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Like every time I saw her, I was like, fuck, she's so hot. It's crazy.
Yeah.
this is my wife and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
And then she's like talking you up and then is like, yeah, no, this party sucks, right? It's bad. There's bad things going on. Here, have this key to this. Should you give the key to the royal wing? Should give you the key to somewhere else?
To the servants' quarters.
Yes.
You've been hearing a lot of rumors to that. She actually doesn't know what key it's for. She just gives you a key and she's like, I've got this. Maybe this will help. And you're like, I know what this is for. Because you've been picking up all these secrets. She tells you she would like to help. Then you have an option. You can go straight to the servants' quarters or you could go into the ballroom and rack up some more approval.
I went immediately back into the ballroom.
Oh, good.
Because then Florienne is her name. She then hits you up and is like, would you like a dance? And then I was like, oh my God, I'd love a dance. And then we did like one of my favorite tropes, which is we had a political war whilst dancing.
Yeah.
And it fucking ruled. It's so fun. Both of us were threatening each other in like fun ways. She was like, so what do you think about this? And I was like, I don't know. What do you think about this? And it's like, I don't know. What do you think?
And the court loves non-committal opinions.
Yeah. Which I learned real hard because I didn't trust this woman at all. So every single chance I had to be like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking. Yeah, I did. And then it was like, the court really liked that.
Yeah.
In 6 days, your brother will turn. Will you open the door? The Time We Have is now live on BackerKit, a tragic two-player zombie TTRPG played on opposite sides of a closed door. Inspired by games like For the Queen, this game is contained in an 80-card tarot-sized deck that you can grab right now on our BackerKit campaign. The Time We Have is written and designed by Elliot Davis, with illustrations by Ripley Ash, editing by Samantha Lee, and the theme song you're hearing by Behold. So please head to sadzombiegame.com or search The Time We Have on BackerKit and help us make this game a reality. Thank you.
Frequencies is a new 7-part psychological horror about a group of creatives trapped in a radio station as their worst fears manifest. Releasing now on Patchwork Productions.
Friends, it is 9:32 a.m. and you're listening to me, Jack Henson, with the morning news. The skies are a little overcast here and it looks like it may start raining later, but it's impossible to dampen our spirits in the studio later today. Do you know why? Because we have a launch of a brand new show. Since we have a new show coming to the network, there's also a new show, Illithin.
Who the fuck is in here?
You, I don't want to be here.
Mr. Pop.
All I ever wanted was to just be recognized as a part of it.
You don't have to suffer. You all do not have to suffer.
It felt real. It all felt real. It felt so real. So real.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Dale.
Robin, I want to show off how strong and cool my original characters are, but I simply can't keep throwing my Hero Forge minis at people.
Well, have you heard that Hero Forge has just launched two new types of minifigures? One of them is a color acrylic keychain that's the same size as your Hero Forge standee.
Oh, so I could just like carry it around with me and not throw it at people? Oh, I'm looking right now at their website, and they also just launched 100% stainless steel minifigures, so I could totally feel like an old-school dork when I'm playing my games.
Ah, and if you throw them, it'll have more impact.
Oh, I'm gonna throw them everywhere.
Thank you, Hero Forge, for sponsoring this ad. We do not advocate throwing any minifigures.
No, not at all. None.
But we do advocate visiting heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
And check back often because new content is added every single week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dajin! Dajin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
Yeah, it's very fun, and then everyone kind of watches you dance. And did you dance with her?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great. And then after the dance, you're kind of jumped by all of your friends.
Yeah, they're like, whoa.
What the fuck happened there? And then, so it's fun because before I went around to everyone and I was like, or like all of our team. And I was like, okay, so what's the play here? Because I know fuck all about this. I don't even like being an inquisitor.
We dance with Florian in the beginning. The dance when you go back is with Empress Celine.
Oh, I didn't dance with Empress Celine then. But I did dance with Florian.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
But then I went around and I spoke to everyone, like all of our team, and I was like, hey, help me out. Who should we be backing? Because because this is when Liliana brings up, hey,
we can just let Empress Celine
let her die, because if that's the best play, then like we need to think about, you know, how we are gonna like,
yeah,
because he wants Corypheus wants
disorder.
Orlais to be put into disorder.
Yeah,
it's not ordered really at the minute, so if we want her to be assassinated so we could put someone in power who
that we
will
think is gonna do a better order, job, yeah.
Yep. And it's fun because I spoke to Liliana originally and she was like, no, we should have Empress Celine. She should come out on top. And then as soon as this happens and you're dancing with Florian after that, Liliana's like, maybe she should die, actually. Maybe we should have Gaspard, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Gaspard be in charge. To which Cullen also agrees. Cullen just
And Josephine is like, what the fuck has gotten into you guys?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah.
No.
And I'm the same. Elwyn is like, are you fucking crazy? No, we're not just going to have someone die. Because Vivienne is also like, no, Celine should be in charge. Liliana originally was like, Celine should be in charge. Josephine wants Celine to be in charge. Dorian is like, Celine should be in charge. Cassandra and Cullen are both like, no, I think the military guy should be. Cullen, Elwyn doesn't trust, really. But then Cassandra is like, I respect your opinion, but also you're being such a bummer at this party that I think you're just pissed off.
Yeah.
So then when Liliana was like, maybe she just let her die. Helen was like, fuck off. No, that's not happening.
No.
We're not going to have someone fucking die. It doesn't help us that much either way.
And we have the information. We're absolutely the bad guy if we do that. Like,
yeah.
We know it's happening. That's a crazy choice.
Yeah. What did you do?
No. So
what were
I
you in this conversation?
I said, I need more information, but we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So then you leave, you go to the servant quarters, and there you encounter the Harlequin.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to assassinate servants. And you learn that Briala has servants working for her, collecting information, and that she sent one of them there to this place where there's danger. So that's suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Then, though, you follow the Harlequin and fight her out in the courtyard, and you find a nearly dead Ferelden soldier who is like, Gaspard sent me here basically to die. So you're like, all right, everybody stops.
He didn't even send him here. He tied him up next to the Fade Portal to be torn apart.
Yeah. Everybody sucks here, is what you learn. And you then eventually discover that Florian,
when you find the mercenary,
yeah,
it's like seconds before you find the mercenary, actually, you walk in and then Florian is like,
villain speech. And she says that Corypheus is going to make her like the ruler of Orlais when he takes over the throne of the gods.
Not even Orlais, like all of Thedas, she said. Yeah, and I was like that. Sure thing, buddy.
Yeah, we all believe that. That's totally going to happen.
Yeah. And she's related to Gaspard, right?
Yeah, she's Gaspard's cousin.
Yeah.
So you get stuck fighting off demons and whatever, and you make it back to the party. There's another series of bells. You can get that bonus again on your way in, doing it come fashionably. This time, your party confronts you, and they're like, well, what are you going to do? And this is where it depends on how much information you collected and how much approval you have. If you have over 85 approval at this point, you have the option, which I don't always have. Sometimes I play this game and I don't really try super hard to get like the max approval. But if you don't get over 85, you cannot just confront Florian before anyone tries to attack Empress Selene. But if you do, you can confront her and be like, it's too late. We figured it out. You're not going to kill her. Turn yourself in or I'll kill you, depending on what you want to do. Or you can wait for the attack to happen and you can defend Empress Selene, or you can wait for the attack to happen, let Empress Selene die, and then intervene.
Yeah.
Those are your choices, depending.
Yeah.
What did you do?
So a couple of, you know, before a lot of this, whilst I was like adventuring around the royal wing, I broke into Empress Selene's vault and I found a locket, an elven locket that was in her vault. And I was like, oh, that's so fun. And then whilst I was speaking to everyone, I spoke to her handmaidens. And then I had a little cutscene where they took me to the Empress Selene and they were like, yeah, she found something. And I was like, what did you find? And I was like, well, I found this elven locket. So clearly you're still in love with your old, you know, love, your old elven flame. Else, why would you keep it in your vault? This was a stupid thing to do. The game is all around you. I just found this on the floor. Then she has a little panic about it. And it's like, thank you so much for telling me. And I was like, yes, okay. And then I left and then I spoke to Brianna and I was like, hi, do you know that Selene just has your locket in her like vault of very personal things? And she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I was like, I know, right? Crazy. Anyway, bye. My approval was at a solid 100 when I ended this thing. So I was real happy because it was like, I was so fucking scared that it would dip at all. I was trying to get the Hala statue that's on the banister thing in the above in the kitchens.
You have to jump on the three barrels and then you have to tiptoe on the catwalk to get it, and you get the
book. That's what they all say. I, however, parkour 50-50 boneless off of the fucking lantern that's unlit next to it. I jumped on that. I found the pixel that I could touch it at, and then I grabbed it. And it took me ages. My approval went down so much that I was like, I'm not finishing this thing until I find more secrets and more coins. And I found a bunch of them. I handed them all into Liliana. I ran around the back. I was like, flipping like 15 coins into the fountain, and then I racked up to 100 and I was like, hell yeah. And then I finished my mission with 100 because I had to do it. I decided to do it without any bloodshed, so I just confronted her.
Yep.
Just two-face. They were like, we'll have her executed. And I was like, don't have her executed. That's crazy. That's far too far.
We have her now.
Then they took her away. And then it was me, Gaspard, Brianna, and Empress Selene, and we're all talking outside. And then it's like you can kind of side with them, or you're just like yelling at them. You're just having this like private talk. I revealed that Gaspard had sent Tevinter soldiers as well as like some Ferelden guys into the palace without anyone finding out. And they were like, oh, should we kill him? And I was like, we should probably kill him because that's crazy that he said that. But I mean, I did. Okay. It's a bit of a weird thing. In my canon.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to be executed. However, I was also like, well, Brianna helped me with all this because I wanted to do that. I thought that option would be better. And then it also had the thing of when I hovered over it, it was like, oh, you reconcile. You like, you know, reconnect them. And I was like, oh. Yeah, so I reconnected them, and now they are ruling as two.
Love that.
Yeah, which I, me, human me in real world, don't think that's the best play, because there's a thing where like one of Brianna's the people who worked for her was like, oh well, yeah, she says that she's for elves, but then also stood by whilst Empress Selene literally purged
her alienage. Yeah.
And also I was sent here for seemingly no reason and someone just tried to kill me right then. So it's like clearly neither of them can really be trusted, but then also in universe, I'm like, yeah, but Selene then announces like a whole like peace elf thing,
yep,
which is fucking huge for elves.
Enormous.
Yeah. And I was like, that is actually like, yeah.
Yeah.
Previous bad stuff, yes, but also this is all very good. So yeah. I'm happy with
it. I couldn't get into the vault because I'm not a rogue. So I never got the locket.
Holy shit.
So that is the one option that was not available to me. What I had was I could either incriminate Briala, Gaspard, or incriminate them both. I incriminated Gaspard. I did not out Briala, but I did ask the Empress not to kill him, but to exile him.
Sure.
So he is exiled. Empress Selene is in power and Briala is still at court, but she is not ruling alongside Selene.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it was clearly so many different ways that this could go. So then I Googled it after just to look at like what could you do? And there was the one where you could get all three of them to just like make a very tentative piece. And I was like, that's fun. That would suck and be a bad option. But
it is a bad option.
Yeah.
It's obviously a bad option.
The tentative piece is
tentative.
Why today happened.
It's tentative.
Tried to kill
and that's not the kind of solidarity that we need apparently to like avoid
Corypheus
ending the world
literally.
Yeah.
But then you get back. Oh, you don't. Josephine then meets me outside. Oh no, Morgan joins and then she's like, hey, I'd like to join the Inquisition. Actually,
she's like, I have been tasked with joining the Inquisition. Empress Selene has volunteered me to come join you, so hope you're okay with that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's great. Do you want to? She's like, it's not up to me. And I'm like, okay.
Which is very it's just what she does. Morgan just kind of gets put in places and is like, sure.
So you're like, so I was like, hey, I need everybody. So thanks. Yeah. I'm sorry that you don't have a say in this, but really appreciate it.
I was being turned and I was like, do you do like blood magic? And she's like, I do things that some would consider blood magic. But then also Helwyn doesn't really care about blood magic because Solas has already made the claim of like, blood magic is nothing. Like people just, it's like Helwyn, even though Helwyn is like, was at the beginning of the game against blood magic because Meryl killed a lot of people and Meryl's blood magic. Since Solas is like, blood magic is just a different type of magic. It's like, it's a sword. If people get killed with a sword, then it's like, not all swords are bad. It's the, you know, it's the people who are wielding them.
Exactly.
And then Morrigan was like, yeah, I do what people call blood magic. That's not a bad thing. And I was like, oh, okay, sure, I guess.
Yeah.
So she's part of us.
But then when Morgan leaves you, you do, if you bring your love interest around, they dance with you. Dorian and I had our sweet little balcony dance. Cute. It was very sweet. I have actually not done this in a while. I usually wind up executing Florian or killing her in battle. And you have an option to be like upset about how much bloodshed you were a part of today.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't have that option. It was just like, yeah, no, I kind of killed it today, to be honest.
How much approval did you get? You got 85. Oh, you got 100 as well? Love that. Huge.
Ended on 100. Yeah. And had the dance. Then after the party's over, you do go back to Skyhold, and immediately Josie is having a fight with another revered mother.
Yeah.
About how Cassandra and Liliana need to leave to go to the Chantry while they figure out who's going to be the next divine, because apparently it's going to be one of them.
Because it has to be. It's because either her right hand or left hand.
Exactly. Yeah. They are the two people most suited for this role. How did you respond?
I said, that's fucking ridiculous. Because they were like, oh, well, we need one of them. And I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's important for, you know, you and your religion. How long do they need to go on for? It's like, oh, a few months. And I said, that's fucking insane. I'm not doing that. Both of them are, you're not asking for, specifically, literally the words that were said in the game is, you're not asking for two people in the Inquisition. You're asking for two lead members of the Inquisition.
Yeah.
You're asking for one of them. Like, they're both key parts of this organization.
Need them.
No, you can't just have them. And Helwyn was fully like, I'm actually going to deal with this later. Like, this is ridiculous that you're asking me to do this.
Yeah. I kind of just killed it over in Orlais. So I was like, I'll ask them. Let me check and see what they want to do. And Josephine is like, later, we will. She interrupts.
Yeah. And then I did. And then I asked both of them. And Cass would be dog shit at it. So I think Helwyn is fully not into Cass doing it. But Liliana doesn't want to do it, but is like, well, that's interesting though, isn't it? And I'm like, I mean, you'd be better at it than Cass.
So from here on out, for transparency, I do want you to be aware that this is another thing that has a secret like rating that you will not see.
Oh.
From here on out, your dialogue options with Cassandra, Liliana, and Vivienne will determine who winds up becoming divine at the end of this game.
Oh my god, you don't pick?
You do not pick. But your dialogue options...
I hate that.
With the three of them...
Why will, Vivienne?
Why Vivienne?
Stupid.
We got some questions about this one. Did anyone find those stupid coins or holo statues? I did not find all. Well, no, I found all of the holo statues, but I did not unlock all the doors.
Oh my god, you found all of them? That's crazy.
I did find all of them.
I didn't. I found a lot. I found more of the coins than I did the statues.
I didn't
apparently
find
I
all
found the,
coins. The
perfect amount of statues to do what I needed to do.
Yeah,
but that's it.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you want to visit the court again? Would a game centered around that be interesting?
I have been thinking about having a if we ever play the Dragon Age TTRPG, I've been thinking about just having a thing set in the game.
Yeah.
Or just having a character who is the game. Because
who is just always playing
it's that. Just it's such a fucking good mission.
It's so good.
It's so good. God, what have we done? We've done three main missions now. No, we've done a few main missions.
Yeah.
But like the Champion of the Just or In Hush Whispers, those are really cool. I really, really like that one.
Yeah.
And I also really like this one. Both those missions have made me be like, oh my god, what if an OC? And then I've been putting I've just fully made like an Orlesian guy. I just like the idea of the game. It's so fun, and this mission was so killer. And I remember on my original run through, I also loved this mission. And
it's,
I didn't play
so
that
good.
Much further than this. Like, I
There's some stuff that I did, but this was definitely my last like big flagship. Oh my God, this owns.
It's so good. And it's such a good contained story. That's what I think this game, and I know that like the open world part is really like a turnoff for a lot of people. And I totally get that. But I think the mix of the open world plus these like contained, really exciting adventures that really cram like a lot of storytelling and like a good solid adventure into them, like that is a good mix for me. Like I do happen to like that.
Yeah, I do too. It's weird because like I really like the mindlessness of the open world stuff. Like I've done all of the Empress Dulan bits.
Yeah.
So like I went into that warden, that like old warden temple, and I closed the door to the Deep Roads.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I did all that. I found all of Blackwall's artifacts.
Yeah.
And I've done everything there, which was really cool. I found the tomes for Vivienne. It's just like a lot of that is fun because it's so mindless. And oh my God, I tell you what, Artificer fucking rules.
You're loving it, huh?
Holy shit. I don't know if you've ever played Artificer Range.
Oh, I sure have, yeah.
It's the best shit ever because... So your main, like the first thing you get as an Artificer is this just like a bear trap that you chuck on the ground and then it flings everyone in the air, but it refreshes within seconds. So I'm like... just constantly chucking shit down. There was a fight in the... that you have this fight against this big abomination in... It's not an abomination. It's a ogre, demon, darkspawn thing. In the Grey Warden Temple. It was just me living. And I was just like kiting this fucking ogre around. Just chucking bombs down constantly. I had like a wall of like 5 bombs. Because it wouldn't like hit it. And then eventually I led it into the 5 like mine traps. And they all blew up. And it's just the most fun. Anyway. Artificer is really good.
It's really good.
I really like it.
I am really liking Necromancer a lot.
Yeah.
Like so much.
It's great.
I'm having a good time with it. I do want to, there's a couple of things that I keep forgetting to bring up too. Last question too. What do you think the rest of your companions got up to while you were at the fancy party? So whoever we left at home, I like that. I like thinking about Skyhold.
That's fun. Yeah, I didn't even think of it. I think Iron Ball, Sarah, Blackwall were all just drinking in the tavern.
Yeah.
I heard Sarah's
Wicked
song.
Grace.
Sarah's bard song.
Was never an agreeable girl.
So good. Yeah. I like fully
it's
stopped
the only one
and
I like.
Just listened to because the whole time I was like, man, this is awesome. And then I think Cole and Solas were just hanging out being weird.
Yeah.
Being best friends.
You haven't gotten Cole's quest yet, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. We have to talk about that one when you do.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to bring up is that, and I feel bad. I have not done this for the whole thing. And that is on me entirely. But I should have gone back to reading the Chant of Light because every chapter title is a reference to the Chant
thing.
Of Light.
Yes.
So today's is the old gods will call to you from their ancient prisons. They will sing dragons with wicked eyes and wicked hearts on blackened wings. Does deceit take flight? The first of my children lost tonight. Canticle of Silence 3-6.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Anything you did after this? I know you finished.
I didn't. I went back. I had the conversation with them about the divine. I haven't done anything yet. I do have to tell you, you have to specifically do a couple of things. You specifically.
Okay.
One, have you been to the garden yet in Skyhold?
I think so. But okay, tell me why though.
Well, you have to go there. Once now, and then our next quest is Here Lies the Ashes.
Yeah.
Here Lies the Abyss. You need to unlock the area and find the warden.
Yep.
And then sometime after that, before finishing that quest, you do need to go back to Skyhold and go back to the garden.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a requisition form for a better garden. Does that matter?
That's not, that's something that, so you have the customizations of Skyhold, which is great. I also haven't done those yet, where you can kind of make Skyhold a little bit customized.
Yeah.
You can make it different things good for different reasons. Like, I think the garden, you can make it like good for growing herbs or good as
I've planted some seeds in the garden.
You can always do that from the beginning, but then you can do a requisition to improve the garden, mm-hmm. and you can like give it intention, like this garden is for growing seeds, or is this garden for like to be a hospital or something like that. It's
okay,
something like
sure,
that
cool.
where like, and that there's three different customizations that you can do,
yeah,
that define what the Inquisition is here to do.
Love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Great.
Okay, so I have to go to the garden and then speak to everyone?
Just
generally
explore.
Go to the garden?
Explore
and
the
then
garden.
Before the end of this next quest, I need to do that.
Yep.
Okay, sure.
Yep. So in this next quest, you unlock the area, which I think you already did. I think you already unlocked the area, but you haven't
found
the warden yet.
I haven't done the requisition find the warden yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find the warden. And after you meet the warden, then before you do the next part of that quest, go home for a bit.
Cool. It's Flora. It's a bit fishy calling it find the warden, because I know for a fact it's not our origins warden. And I'm sad by that fact. It keeps saying find the warden. I'm like,
certainly,
the warden?
It's certainly not mine, because mine's dead.
Yours is dead, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that. That's fine. Our next quest is very exciting because it has Hawk in it.
It does.
It specifically says go with Hawk, who is my favorite guy of all time. One of them, at least. Any other closing notes? We have a Patreon. Oh, my God.
We do! We have a Patreon! We do!
We actually have two announcements. We have a Patreon.
Yes.
And we've launched a new show,
yes,
called Frequencies. So Patreon is for both this,
yes,
Darkspawn, and it's for kind of all the things that Dylan and I are going to be doing together.
Yes.
It is. So if you want to support us, go there. You're also going to get a monthly bonus episode of Darkspawn where we are,
yep,
going to either, we've discussed a few other options. We're not sure on what our first one is yet, but we're going to do like silly little ranking Dragon Age discussions where,
yep,
it's going to be extended. We are going to chapter read the Dragon Age books.
Yep.
Or we're going to like do this, but with games that aren't role-playing games. We're going to Darkspawn, we're not going to like change the name of Darkspawn like after we finish the Dragon Age franchise or anything, but we are going to be doing games where,
oh yes,
things branch and change.
Where your choices matter. We're going to do other games like that. We haven't told you that yet, but we are.
But that's what we're doing, yeah.
For the patron, you'll get video games that don't fit that format. We're going to do that too.
Yeah.
Plus extra Dragon Age stuff. Plus early episodes of all of our more narrative and artsy shit. That we're,
yes,
doing. So honestly, also, if you like Darkspawn and you support Darkspawn, you are going to kind of financially support us to be able to make more weird and maybe more specific,
yeah,
shit that we want to make.
There's, I'm sure most people who listen know that that's where the main thing that we do is we make like TTRPG actual play and like that kind of weird,
yeah,
like narrative things. However, that's what our main thing is, and we're also doing this here. For example, if you're on the Discord, we just released a show called Frequencies,
yep,
which is a seven part, I'm correct in saying seven, I am correct in saying seven, yep, seven part horror
yep,
actual play where we play kids on bikes. We have a beautiful cast.
Gorgeous.
We've released episode zero, so that's us talking about characters, talking about the world, the fears of the characters. It is a show where a group of people who have a podcast, they've been picked up full time to make the show, and then all of their fears about being a creative and about making it full time kind of manifest in unique and horrific ways.
Very
it
horrific.
Is great. The cast is outstanding. If you're part of the Discord, we talk about it. But you're going to get like early episodes, and then do we talk about talkbacks?
We're going to do that later on after the show. Yeah.
But yeah, so there's that. So go listen to Frequencies because it's great. If you have any form of incentive, please, we would love it if you helped support us. You're going to get bonus stuff.
Yeah.
And then also it helps us do this because, you know, both of us have like full-time jobs and it's hard to keep playing
10
hours of video games a week on top of doing everything else.
And also, you know, I think another part of this is that like, I want to avoid having to do things like dynamic ads, which you don't have like a choice in who your advertisers are. Or having to go to like, you know, companies that don't align with us to try to get financial support. I would not want to do that. And we're not going to either way, but because that's off the table for us, our options for getting financial support are a little bit slimmer. So, and also in trying to get financial support, like you often have to try to fit a certain bill, and we don't want to do that either. So we want to just make what we want to make. And so your support is basically the best way to do that without us having to compromise on that. So that would be sick. All of Dorkspawn and Frequencies will still be free to listen to, so you don't need to, but it's there.
Just that little bonus thing. And we've also talked about if we get like X, I don't know if we have like a hard number, but if we get X amount of supporters, we'll move that bonus monthly to a bonus bi-weekly.
Easy. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah. And we'll do more stuff. This is completely not at all what we'll be using any form of the funds for, but we saw, like, I was sending Dylan this of the fact that there's a joining cup. The BioWare has a joining cup.
And
we were like, how fun would it be?
It'd be so good to have that.
But yeah, you'll be helping us and it'll be great. So that would be awesome if you could go and check that out.
Amazing.
Righty-ho.
What's our fucking sign up? We changed it.
It's beg that we succeed.
Oh, yeah.
Beg that we succeed.
But the beg is sexy.
Beg.
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 Beg. Beg.
Beg.
That we succeed.
For we have seen the throne of the gods, and it is empty.
Thank you, gamers. See y'all next week.